McCluster, Thorpe, and Capano, they tweaked hamstrings. One tweaked a knee, but they'll be all right. They were mild. Again, listen, our heart goes out to the people in Oklahoma with the tornado. I mean, our players felt it, obviously, and the coaches felt it in the organization. So our thoughts and prayers are with all those people. On the football side of things, we're improving. And the guys are working hard. They've come in with the right attitude. We're throwing a bunch at them offensively, defensively. Defense is blitzing like crazy. Offense is moving around. It's great work for both sides. We're keeping a positive attitude and working through it. And we'll keep getting sharper like we've been doing. We'll keep getting sharper and more efficient every opportunity we have to do this. Next week we've got four practices next week as opposed to three. And at that time, we'll start working on the AFC West opponents and some other opponents within the that are on our schedule. All right, Tom George.
Looked like the defense was getting after it today. Maybe got the better of it.
I'll tell you what, they're blitzing and they're doing a great job with their timing on the blitzes. That's so important. So important that you practice it. And as hard as it is on the offense, that's okay. That pays off for you at a later time. And the guys are working both sides to get better. But timing on blitzes, people don't realize that timing on blitzes is so crucial.
Andy, was McCluster the guy with the knee?
No, McCluster had a hamstring. Yeah. Okay. Capano had the hamstring, McCluster had the hamstring.
Okay. Any idea about McCluster next week? I mean, are you looking at him being out for a while?
I think he'll be all right. But we'll just see. Okay. Sorry, I think it was mild.
What do you like about Junior Hemingway? He looked like he was getting a lot of his snaps.
Yeah, well, listen, Junior's done a good job picking things up. He's working. He's a young guy that's wants to get in there and get play time, so that's the way he's handled things. He's become very businesslike and worked his techniques and the offense and fundamentals.
Andy, you talking about the blitzing and the defense. Nice and Jackson was spiking some volleyballs. What are you seeing him? He's a guy that just every year seems to have to learn something new and learn new tricks. And how do you evaluate him?
I'll tell you, I've been very impressed with Tyson. Very, very impressed. Throughout this whole, since we've been together, not many guys are going to outwork him on the field. And he's working at the things that, pass rush was not his forte. He's working like crazy to get better. So as a coach, that's all you have for. And you saw what he did today. Now, again, this isn't live. So the offensive linemen, they're trying to control it. Both sides are trying to control it and work it. But, yeah, he did. He did a nice job. A big man that can move a little bit. We're very impressed with him.
Tyler's gotten quite a few snaps the last few days. Is that a product of you want to see more of him, or is he kind of showing you some things that he deserves some more snaps?
Right. He and Stans have been kind of rotating there. So Tyler was just getting one rep. Okay. And so during the team period, so now we flop that over, and he gets a three, and Stans, he gets a one. So give him equal opportunity there. But, yeah, we did give Tyler more reps to see him.
Andy, I think it's been nine practices now with the rookies, with the draft picks. What are your thoughts on this group as a whole?
Well, we've thrown the whole playbook at them. We got them for that rookie camp for the 3 days. We introduced them to the red zone the last day. The rest of it, the other two practices and the two walkthroughs, were the offense. But it was minus all the motions and shifts and the hurry-ups and all that stuff. So they've been thrown into that, and they're hanging on. They're getting better. It's important that they don't get so frustrated that they get log jammed there and bogged down. So they've worked through it and kept a positive attitude. The veterans have been great with them, trying to teach them and help coach them. So I think they've made some progress.
Particularly with Travis Kelce, I mean, has he been a guy who's been able to do everything you hoped he would be able to do athletically?
He's doing a nice job, yeah, athletically. Again, that's one of the positions that has a whole lot of different looks that they've got to learn and he's working through that. He's a smart kid. He's just working through it. It'd be a matter of time and reps there. He's working hard.
You've had Niall Davis returning kicks when you've been working on kickoff return. He didn't do that in college. What have you seen in him that leads you to believe he can do that?
The size and speed. He's got good vision running back. So that position, you want the guys that are willing to hit it up the field. We'll see how he does. We're not saying that he's the guy necessarily right now, but he's working at it, and we'll see how he does through training camp.
You traded Arenas, who was kind of the guy who did a lot of that last year. You have enough candidates? You have enough quality guys to do that?
Yeah, well, we do. John ended up bringing Quentin Dempsey in, so Quentin had done that for me his rookie year and was pretty good at it. And Dex is good at it, and Wiley is good at it. So we've got enough people back there that can go and – Marty had done it for me a little bit last year.
Have you seen out here, I guess, a couple weeks in, that has you most encouraged about the way your progress is going here?
You know, it's a work ethic right now. Guys trying to get better. And there are a lot of little things that determine whether you're going to be an average team or a good team. And are you going to be fundamentally sound and do the right things against all the different looks, whether you're on the defense or offensive side. And so you've got to spend time in this. It's not good enough just to learn the play. Let's learn it inside now. Let's learn all the leverage positions that you need to be in. And the guys, they're doing it. They're working it. And normally those little things, that's what counts. But normally that's the things that the players, they'll back away from. Okay, I've got the route. That's the intricacies of that route. Or I've got the coverage. Exactly how does that tie in with my linebacker, the safety, or, you know, whatever it might be. And they're concentrating on that and working on it. They're very willing. So that's from a coaching standpoint, that's all you can ask for.
You talked about getting into the AFC West and some other opponents next week. How in-depth will that be? Will we be looking at tape, or is it just kind of cursory study? Or?
No, we'll put things in, you know, different ideas. And then we'll blend it with going against each other, too. So, but there'll be enough in there to where we study them and we get enough of a heads up. Again, just so when we go into this offseason, in training camp, that we've got an idea of what we've got going.
So you're
going
to go off cards?
Some of the teams you can't tell. I mean, some of them are new staff, so you don't know exactly what you're going against.
So you're going to go off cards a little bit next week then?
Well, we're going to try to keep it as much as we can to what we do and fit it into the offensive defensive scheme. And then if we need cards, then we've got cards ready to go.
Is Moiaki going to be out here in the next couple weeks?
I don't foresee that. I think you'll probably see him at training camp.
But when camp starts, will he be ready to go?
We'll see. But right now, I'm thinking he will be, but we'll see how it goes. He's working like crazy.